Welcome to the Green Room Podcast. Andy, you want to try better?
No, I'm trying not to laugh.
Well, there's a lot of laughs in store for you. I got to tell you what.
Welcome to the Green Room Podcast.
Hey, that was good.
On tonight's episode, we speak with Tales of Joy, a Connecticut funk reggae rock band.
Dude, I don't even know how to describe their sound. Like, I have read their bios and it was like disco funk with a little bit of reggae, but you'll hear in the recording too, or when we interviewed them, like they're kind of just all over the place. Like, their new album coming out has a little bit of everything. It has like metal and reggae and funk, sure, and disco. And it's just like, they're just Tales of Joy. And it's really good music.
I think those guys touched a cool point in which they said that their beginnings were sort of like a R&B neo soul kind of band. And they very much still have that. They've just added a ton of funk and dance beats to it, and that's sort of what this band has
become. High energy. Yeah. I want to talk about that for a second, actually, because they played on St. Patrick's Day, or the day before St. Patrick's Day, with Bella's Bar Talk on Arch Street. And Bella's Bar Talk is a huge high energy band.
Oh yeah.
Tales of Joy was right there. They were killing it.
Kudos to them. They played for a full room. Everyone got there early to check these guys out. Mm. No one really knew kind of who they were out of this Hartford scene except for a few of us. And they delivered, no doubt.
They delivered hard.
Thank you to everyone that I nagged the fuck out of to go to that show early to see Tales of Joy.
I mean, seriously, though, they really... Well, the first time I saw them, actually, was at Snowed In earlier this year. And that was a great time, too. I was, like, turned on to them, like, oh, word, okay.
They were awesome. I mean, kudos to their biggest cheerleader, Joe, who didn't really nag, but definitely left some breadcrumbs there on you should book these guys. They fit the bill. They do. In the interview that we have with them, you know, we touch upon it quite a bit. I think the moment for me in which I knew that they were going to be a lot of fun and a great band is they cover Lionel Richie All Night Long and they absolutely slam it. So,
dude, I've seen Booyah do All Night Long like half a dozen times, and Booyah does an amazing job with it. And honestly, like, Tales of Joy's version is the only one that I think can compare to that one. Like, it is phenomenal.
And so they're out of what, New Fairfield, I believe?
Yeah, they're out of the 203 area. I know that they had met slowly but surely through some college stuff, and of course they kind of traded some music over the internet sort of to start, and the band sort of came together from there.
So we were at Main Pub in Manchester, which is one of, you know, one of these venues that's really popular, especially during the summertime. I really enjoyed the time on the patio. We got a little too close to the fire. We're not allowed to be that close to the fire. But I appreciated the fire.
Yeah. Bands like that, all they really need, and there's a lot of them, I think, in this regional scene, and it sort of touches on why we're doing what we're doing, is these bands just need a little bit of exposure and that one chance, you know? Getting on the Strange Creeks, getting on the Scientifics, the Just Joshins, and some of these other festivals that are between, you know, 500 people and 3,000 people are really opening some doors for these bands that don't normally get to play for these crowds, especially a band like Fiction or Tales of Joy, where they're coming out of the 203 down in New Fairfield area, Danbury. And most of us up here are very much used to Harford County or going to see shows in New Haven, of course. And I think that the opportunity for them to really blow up is by playing those shows, those opportunities, like an opening for Bella's or playing at Strange Creek.
Yeah. And it's crazy too, because like they'll play around here or they'll play in Mass, and you know, they are from like the 203 area. So like the crowd isn't as big as you would like to see for a band like that sometimes. But then I also just saw them in Newtown on 420. It was at a pizza restaurant, like a family restaurant. They had a good stage, decent sound too. It's called My Place, and it was packed, and like everyone there knew all the words to all their songs. Like, it was pretty awesome to see like them essentially playing a house party but in a pizza restaurant.
I heard they gave out free pizza too.
Oh, I was just talking
about that pizza. I didn't know about. I'm kind of bummed.
Maybe the band only got that.
Maybe. I had some pretzels, which were pretty good, and some mozzarella triangles.
Shout out to My Place in Newtown for supporting live music.
And for the awesome mozzarella triangles.
Mozzarella triangles. Amazing right now. I'm not even gonna lie. That sounds phenomenal.
I think the last time we did this, you were also very hungry. Like, that's the theme for...
Let me tell you something, guys. I'm always hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
I'm pretty hungry, too.
So, anyway... I think you're really going to enjoy this interview with Tales of Joy. They really kind of brought it. I unfortunately missed out. I had other places to be.
Redman, Method Man.
Cough, cough.
Can't blame you. Like, no, it's cool.
Listen, I was really hoping we could get this interview going a little earlier. It didn't.
It's fine. But they had to eat too. Like, whatever, man.
I had to get my hip and my hop. Right. Like, you know what I mean? I had to, like, Method Man and Redman will come around, you know.
They'll be on a future podcast. Just kidding. I don't know about that.
Yo, Redman, where you at, bro?
Listen.
Second episode of the Green Room Podcast, sitting here with Tales of Joy out on the patio of the main pub in Manchester. And can we just get your names and what instruments you guys play and, like, who are you guys?
My name is Matthew. I play drums.
My name is Evan Forrester. I play percussion, make funny faces.
Quick question, what is part of percussion?
It's a whole lot of things. I mean, it's congas, bongos, shakers, tambourines, cowbells. Cool. Symbols, the triangle. Everybody jokes around, like, oh, ha, I can play the triangle. I actually do play the triangle. I actually fucking play the triangle.
Cool.
My name's Connor, and I play guitar.
My name is Jason. I play keys and sing vocals. I will step in for Hector, who plays the bass.
And that's Tales of Joy, tales as in stories.
Story. Almost like a fable that you would read as a child.
Okay.
Right? So, no. Hear me out. Think of Shrek. Let's take that for example.
One, two, or three?
Right. The OG version. Are you kidding me, dude? There's three fairy tales that you can dig. He chose Fiona. I would also have gone number three just because of the sheer nature of everything. Anyway. So think of that as a story, right? And then you get a tale from that. So then you get tales. So story, fable, tales. Shrek got Fiona. And that's so beautiful, right?
Were you using Shrek to describe to me what a tale
just
is?
To like, clear is that, things up for you. That'll help you out.
That's never been discussed before. The actual origin, my last name is Joy Al. His last name is Taylor. Tales of Joy. It was just us two in the beginning.
I'm probably going to use the Shrek example, though, in the recording.
It's a way better story. Well, yo, me and Jay actually started doing this, just us, when he was in school in Ohio, and I was working at a music shop and just recording my stuff and sending it to him, and then he'd send me his stuff, and that's, like, where we first started this, and, like, kind of came to a point where he wasn't sure where he was going to go, and he ended up coming back, and we started this and gave it a shot, and here we are.
In your new venture as a band, because I know you guys have only been around for a little while now, what has been your favorite show, and what has been your favorite experience being musicians?
As far as shows, I would say it's probably a tie between our first Strange Creek set, which we played last summer, so summer 2018.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And we played the Late Night Cabin
which they
set.
Won the Battle of the Bands to get onto.
Yes. But yeah, I think it would have to be probably a tie between that, our recent show opening for Bella's Bar Talk at Arch Street Tavern.
Yeah,
that was
a lot of fun. That was so much fun, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, our favorite show is always the show that, like, the energy is the most there in the crowd, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, because, yeah, and it doesn't have to be, like, the most amount of people we've had. I mean, obviously that helps when you've packed the room, you're at capacity, and every single person in there is having a good time.
Mm-hmm. I would like to add to this. Now, creating music is a thing that happens between two people. So the exchange of a musical energy is really what makes a crowd react slash has a reaction on our playing. I know I try to approach every show differently, right? Every time I play a song, I don't like to play it. Like, obviously you have the framework and shit, but it's cool to mix things up, add new rhythms, add new lines on these dudes' parts, add a little triangle hit that wasn't there before.
I dance to the drum beat, so.
See, you dance to the drum beat, bro, and if a little alteration can be like, oh shit, especially to a music listener. Regardless, though, if you can make a musical exchange to a non-musical listener, that's the most beautiful thing. Such places as he said, the Bella show was fucking sick. You know, everyone's there for the music. Cabin set was lit. Sugarloaf was pretty dope. We just did that last night.
What was Sugarloaf?
Sugarloaf was Sugarloaf Reggae Festival.
All right.
Which we also, you know, don't be playing, like, only reggae. So it was interesting to see that we could still get that pull and exchange of energy with people who are expecting a different style of music. Because if your shit be grooving, you're correct.
You know? So, interesting point, though. Like, music is an exchange between two people. It's a form of communication, correct, right? Do you guys find it easier to communicate via music, through music, or is it...
Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, personally, like...
Are you socially awkward people?
Dude, I fucking hate public speaking. I couldn't get up on a stage and say three words if I didn't have a band behind me. That's cool. So, you know, to have four killing musicians behind me, it's just, you know, I don't have to think about it.
Yeah,
so
you guys are all killer musicians. And, like, I'm very curious, too, to know where the style comes from. Because, like, not only are you killer musicians, but you're also very fun to watch. Like, you're all characters. Matt, you're one of the tiniest people that I've ever known. But you play drums like a giant. Like, it's fucking crazy.
Connor, I will always see as Mikey from Recess now, ever since that Halloween show, too. Like,
yeah,
not
that's
look
a big
at you
part
and not
one.
Think of Mikey from Recess. That,
you want to know what's cool about the style, though? If I could just speak to a previous thing, you mentioned the style. So yeah. Me, Heck, and Matt all played in a group that was, like, all R&B, neo-soul stuff.
Nice.
Like, right before this. It was 9th Street.
By the way, that's a good introduction to Hector.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what is your name, sir?
Enzo Margaretti.
And if I could just ask, yeah, what's with the
wearing
the
latex gloves?
Yeah, looks like he's about to perform surgery.
Yeah, I've been here
with
for
a
3 hours
in his
and I've
hand.
Not seen latex gloves.
Hot.
I don't know. I think it's a combination of all of our individual, like, different musical influences and then all the things that we share in music. And I think that we, like, you know, I can honestly say that I love listening to the stuff that we make. And I know that's, like, not always, like, a lot of time artists, like, hearing their own work or, like, seeing their own work, it can be weird, you know? Like, but with this group, I could listen to it on repeat, like, all day, you know? And so I think as we've created our music together, like, our kind of, like, our style influences our style, you know, like, we're finding new expressions of ourselves. Yeah,
I will second that real quick. I could also listen to your music every day, all day.
Well, thank you,
over
thank
over
you
again. It's also good for children. I think
to kind of that's what we strive for. There will be a children's album coming soon.
Yeah, yo, to talk about what Emmett was saying, I think, you know, working with these cats, Matt and Heck, they're obviously, like, the most killing musicians in the band, and a lot of their stuff, like, their pocket that they have together kind of influences me, Jay, and Emmett to kind of work off of that. And a lot of our tunes actually are written because, you know, our rhythm section is very strong.
I got a question. As the viewers can't see, or listeners?
Yeah, definitely not viewing, because it's not
video. These guys like to wear a lot of loud costumes, almost, shirts, jackets. music is art, right? And art is an expression. And you guys are really
absolutely
great at expressing yourselves through your music, which a lot of musicians I know struggle with. My question for you guys is that kind of a natural thing? You're just like, this is us, we're a little weird, and if you are too, then that's fantastic.
I think it comes from the fact that we're all so comfortable with each other. Like, I mean, there's nothing but, like, love in this group. And that includes, like, being able to roast somebody. You know, being able to, like Heck told me I looked like the hamburger helper guy yesterday. And so when you kind of, like, when you set the standard for the room in terms of, like, how you look and what the energy is, like, you get that back in return.
Yeah, and I think for us, our music is, you know, we're a fun, weird fucking group of people, and we try and play fun shit. You know, we try and play energetic stuff. And that's why we kind of stray from reggae to pop to funk to disco shit, and we want to portray, you know, the sound that we're playing.
And none of it is, like, you know, it's not really an act. You know, it's not like we're putting it on for people.
Yeah, it doesn't come off as controlled.
No, you could see us on a Sunday afternoon wearing the same fucking shit. Like,
yeah, and
for the
you
most
could see
part
us at practice with, like you know, honestly, the same energy. Like we're saying, you feed off the room. But, you know, I'm just as happy playing with these guys, like, in a basement as I am, like, playing anywhere else, you know? Like, just creating the music with them is...
Well, that's
is
what we were talking about before, too. Like, one of the reasons why I really love seeing you guys is because, like, you genuinely look like you're having a shit ton of fun.
And it's because we are.
I wish we had viewers because their shirts are amazing. They're just always wearing the fly shit.
Where can we find you on social media too?
At Tales of Joy Music. You can also find us at talesofjoymusic.com. And you can also email us for bookings at talesofjoymusic@gmail.com.
Or any other inquiry.
Honestly, you could send me a carrier pigeon. I'd probably get it. If it was a gig lead, I'd be on it.
And I would respond in 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, I'll get back to you in 7 to 10 business days. But, you know, we appreciate all the kind words that y'all have to say about our performance, because I think for us, I think that everything that we do that isn't performing is just, you know, banking energy to let it all out when we do play. And that's part of the outfits too, because when we walk into a room, we want everyone to know that you're about to have a good time. Yeah. Like I dare somebody to be sad when they see us on stage playing our best hits.
Like we walk in and we're already having a good time.
Yes. So I met them the first time because Joe convinced, and some other friends convinced me that they were more than worth booking for one of my own shows, and I had them snowed in. And we met at like the perfect time because I was wearing my silly sequence jacket, and they walked in like ready to roll. And like immediately, I see these dudes. They walk up, huge smiles on their face, and I was like, "Okay, yeah, this is the perfect fit." I think it makes people really comfortable with being themselves because they pick up that vibe from you guys too. So when you're having shows, people are gonna dance a little stranger.
And I think that's the other thing is that like, we kind of distract you from anything else in the room, you know, because we're so out there both with the music and how we look. Like, you're not worried about how you look because you know that like nobody's really paying attention to like you right now. They're like they're looking on stage, they're having a good time, they're not caring like what's around them, you know.
It's funny you bring that up, not to cut you off. We were talking in the car today about this, the idea of flow, and like how an artist or anyone doing anything can get in the flow of something where it distracts you from like anything else going around you, but your mind focuses on one single thing in the moment. And that's really the best way to live.
In the moment.
In the moment.
In the moment.
Because otherwise you can miss shit.
All right, real quick. So we talked about where we could find you on social media before. Speaking of social media, I have seen a lot of photos. Someone just broke. Yeah. Anyways.
I hope we got that.
I've been seeing a lot of posts lately about alluding to something coming up with Tales of Joy.
Yes, yes. We have a lot of exciting things coming up. So on 420, appropriately, we'll be releasing our new single off our upcoming EP called Wonder Lady. It's a song that we've been playing for a long time and working on for a long time, and it's something that the whole album really it's been like a labor of love. You know, we've put a lot of work into it and a lot of work into the preparation behind it, to the point where, you know, we feel comfortable saying it's an appropriate representation of the many sides that we have musically. You know, it's a wide spread of music. It's not necessarily like a reggae album. It's not necessarily a funk album. It's kind of a wide.
It's a Tales of Joy album.
I mean, that's kind of the best way.
There's, you know, there's something for everyone. There's Latin. There's hip hop. There's funk. Yeah, Latin.
Yeah.
Latin. Yeah. There's Latin, funk. There's some fucking, if you like heavy metal, there's some shit in there for you.
Okay, so kind of piggybacking on that, tell us a few things that you got coming up this summer that you guys are excited for as far as shows.
Yeah, so, you know, we're happy to be back at Strange Creek.
Yeah.
That's always fun. You know, that's a whole family. We're going to be playing Friday at the Vernville stage.
Two to three.
Yep. We're also going to be at Zientific.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's a great event. If you guys haven't been yet,
it's a super family-oriented,
like, homey event.
And we were also just booked on Pleasantville Music Fest. Yeah. So that'll be a really fun one, too. And I'm sure a bunch more big shit coming up.
I got a couple tentative gigs. We definitely got Just Joshin'.
It's in October.
But yeah, that's gonna be a blast. And then yeah, we're getting new merch in soon.
Some air fresheners
coming
your way.
Yeah, we got this. We got air fresheners for your car with a picture of all of us on there.
No way.
So Oh yeah. The clean and fresh scent.
Amazing.
Tales of Joy is more than just a band. We're a brand.
Yeah. Yes, clearly. Well, that's cool, man. I'm excited for it. I'm sure you guys are too. Thank you so much for doing this. Again, we're here at the main pub tonight. We're looking forward to seeing a set of Tales of Joy. You can find them again at
Tales of Joy Music on Facebook and Tales of Joy Music.com.
Yeah, and Tales of Joy Music on Instagram. And all general concerns, booking, stuff like that, talesofjoymusic@gmail.com.
Cool.
Have you guys ever had general concerns emailed to you?
If they are general concerns, they're usually probably about, like, us running up a fat bar tab or some shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We forward all of those directly to the spam folder.
What is that? Spam.
Hey, one thing for you guys. This is a really cool podcast that you're doing.
Cheers.
And we really appreciate the opportunity to be on. And, you know, we, you know, in Tales of Joy, everybody that is in our circle is family to us. And it's cool to be a part of this with you guys. Switch, 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 switch